Have you had anything blow your mind recently? I have, and I knew I had to share it with you. Now, you may very well be sitting there watching this thinking, yeah, whatever. And if you are, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about. Whatever. You see, the word whatever over the years has been my go-to word. You know, if I didn't agree with you, then whatever. If I had to do something I really didn't want to do, whatever. If I was giving up or simply worn out with a situation or a conversation, then whatever. I know, it's totally juvenile. And now my tween daughter has said it back to me a few times as well. That is amazing, but whatever, right? So here's what blew my mind about the word whatever. I was reading a devotional recently about joy and how having a God perspective in life helps you have joy in the midst of struggle and live and dream to your God-given fullest potential. The scripture reference was Philippians 4:8, where there are a lot of whatevers. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Here, the Greek word for whatever used by Paul in Philippians is the word hossis. This word hossis, or whatever, is used in a very positive way and is defined in a Greek English lexicon as saying as much as or as long as, referring to limitless volume and extent. This same word, hossis, is used to describe the miracle of when Jesus fed the 5,000 with just a couple fish and five loaves. John said they ate as much as they wanted, or are whatever they wanted. So here's where my mind is blown in such a good way. In Philippians 4, as I would read those whatevers, I was automatically limiting my thought possibilities. Understanding more of what Paul was truly saying challenges me to think on things in a way that isn't natural. I'm not a natural dreamer. I have to really step into that zone. But my mind is being renewed with the truth of God's limitless, miracle-working possibilities in my life. And those are the things He wants my mind set on. As much as you can, think on what is true. Think on the limitless ways to live noble and right in God's eyes. As long as you can and as much as you can, embrace purity, live, and think like that. Expand your horizons and to the fullest extent, set your mind on things that are excellent, good, and praiseworthy. Feel the difference? The battle for our mind is real, and Paul gives us a clear, whatever, limitless reminder to not limit God in the way we think, what we value, and what we set our hearts and minds on. It matters, and God's goodness and truth are limitless. When we follow that whatever for what we are to think on and set our minds on, the miracle revealed in us is limitless peace in this world. That's the truth. Today, set your mind on all those whatevers. There are limitless possibilities with how God wants to use you when you do. I'm Lori Klein.